Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supportive environment with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicalcare.com. Although Sanilac County's two canine officers have retired, a new one is ready to serve. Dover, who is a male German Shepherd from Poland, has joined the department. He is ready to take on the duties of narcotics detection, trafficking, and suspect apprehension. Besides the Sheriff's Department, Dover will also work with the county's drug task force and will also assist other agencies when needed. Dover's partner and handler is Deputy Jennifer Dollett. The new canine officer will take over the work that has been done by the other canine officers, Phoenix and Susanna. Phoenix retired from the Sheriff's Department and Drug Task Force after 5 years of service due to medical issues. Susanna works at the Jail and Security and Narcotic Detection and is set to retire on April 1st. The man, known locally as The Wizard, a vagrant who has frequented the Port Austin and Caseville areas for several years before being removed by authorities, was recently arrested after returning to the region. He has been arraigned on criminal charges and is currently being held in the Huron County Jail. No other information has been made available at this time, but we will keep you up to date as more information is released. Motorists crossing the Mackinac Bridge last night and in the coming days are advised to reduce their speed and drive cautiously amid an ongoing watch for falling ice and a potential closure. The Mackinac Bridge Authority issued a warning to drivers early in the evening of Wednesday because of icy conditions on the bridge deck. Motorists at the time were instructed to drive a maximum of 20 miles an hour, to turn on their four-way flashers, and to utilize the outside lane. The authority reported roughly 1/2 inch of ice that had formed on the upper cables and towers of the bridge earlier in the day. With temperatures projected to remain below freezing in the straits, the authority said gusty winds could potentially loosen any ice that accumulates. According to the authority, the bridge has already closed because of falling ice 4 times this winter, between February 19th and the 22nd, totaling about 18 hours. The bridge authority began tracking closures in 1995. Since then, it's been closed 32 times for falling ice with an average of 1 instance annually, not including the current winter. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple, providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilac Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
A Saginaw man accused of torturing his ex-girlfriend for hours, during which he choked, stabbed, and bit her, has accepted a plea deal. Darren F. Henton, 38, on Monday appeared before Saginaw County Circuit Judge Darnell Jackson and pleaded no contest to all 4 counts he faced: unlawful imprisonment, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, third offense, domestic violence, and assault with a dangerous weapon. The charges are 15, 10, 5, and 4-year felonies, respectively. Henton pleaded as a fourth-time habitual offender, increasing the maximum potential penalty to life on the first 3 convictions. Jackson indicated he will sentence Henton to 96 months or 8 years. And if filling up your gas tank lately feels like you accidentally selected the premium pricing, you're not imagining things. Michigan gas prices have shot up fast. According to AAA data, the statewide average for regular unleaded a couple days ago jumped to $3.55 per gallon, 75 cents higher than 30 days ago. For context, the national average is hovering around $3.45 per gallon, meaning Michigan drivers are currently paying more than the U.S. average for the privilege of commuting to work. AOL reports the biggest culprit is the ongoing conflict involving Iran, which has rattled global oil markets and pushed crude oil prices well above $100 per barrel in recent days. With tensions, when tensions threaten shipping routes or oil production in the Middle East, the global supply chain panics. Since a significant percentage of the world's oil moves through the Strait of Hormuz, even the possibility of disruption sends prices climbing. And Michigan is feeling that ripple at the pump. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supportive environment with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy, all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicalcare.com. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.